T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Western Hotline right now to talk about the hockey specifics is Justin Bourne, former pro player, now co-host of Hockey Central, Sportsnet 590, The Fan in Toronto. Justin, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Yeah, morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I guess we got a lot of ground to cover. Hub Cities, return to play, all these fun things. Let's start with Hub Cities, Edmonton and Toronto. Any surprise there with the way things were spiking in the United States? I assume it was looking more and more like Canada was going to host the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, but there's still surprise there. I feel like they're, I can't speak for everyone else, but just my opinion on how the NHL generally does business is they have some outcomes, some ways they want things to go, and they usually end up going that way. And I think they really wanted to go to Vegas. I think, you know, Vegas has a history of being able to host large events, and I think they wanted to be in both countries, and I think there were a lot of things they liked about it. So full credit to the league for doing what looked like the smart thing and avoiding where there is massive spikes in COVID and ending up in a place like Edmonton where, you know, we know the spread of the disease is as low as it is anywhere in the NHL, at least among cities that'll have them. We know Vancouver essentially declined. And then Toronto makes a lot of sense, too. I'm a little more worried about the Toronto hub because, let's be honest, guys, the guys in the NHL know a lot of people in Toronto, and if there's anywhere a temptation to stray outside the bubble, it's going to be strong. It's got to be there.
Yeah, there's another discussion to be had about players and when they get into, quote, the bubble. You know, the NBA is trying to do everything they can and have things for the players to do in the Disney bubble. The NHL is talking about, entertainment and dinner and takeout and delivery and all these different things to keep players happy inside the bubble. How challenging will that be to make sure the guys follow all the rules for however long they're going to be in that bubble, as long as they're alive in the postseason?
I think there's going to be like a certain time period that's going to be really hard. I think at first it's going to be new and exciting, and everyone is going to be doing their best. And, you know, it's kind of like a New Year's resolution. Like, as soon as you get started, you maintain your diligence and you're going to the gym and changing your diet, and everyone sticks to it really well. I also think that towards the end of a potential Stanley Cup run, guys are tired. You're playing a lot of hockey. You're really looking to preserve your body. You're not looking to do much. I think they'll be fine then. There is sort of a time in the middle there, though, where guys will have been in the bubble for a couple weeks. Guys will be a long way from the end of it. They're starting to miss their families. They're starting to want to, you know, kind of explore the city a little bit. And, you know, if you get some nice weather in Toronto, I'm sure there's lots of families nearby, buddies, ex-girlfriends, things that players can stray out and go visit. So I think it's going to be hard to keep them from that. But, yeah, you're right. They can certainly do enough things around there. The Enercare Center is nearby the Toronto hub, where they have a lot of space to bring in pop-up restaurants and other things for the players to see and do. So it is going to be a little bit incumbent on the NHL to present enough alternative options so the players don't end up trying to find their own ways to entertain themselves.
What about opting out, Justin? And how do players handle this? Like, we're seeing stories of some baseball players opting out, and there are some reasons. Some of them are medical issues or family members, what have you. One player is talking about opting out possibly because his wife is due to have a child and he doesn't want to risk bringing the virus in. In terms of opting out, if you were a player, what kind of research would you be going through? How comfortable would you feel coming back, even in a bubble?
Well, you know, I may not be super comfortable, and I don't know that everyone who does decide to come back is going to be comfortable. I just, you know, Brian Burke has been saying on Hockey Central that, yes, the players have the choice to opt out. No one is going to be, you know, have held against them if they choose not to, you know, assuming they have reasonable reasons. So that's all well and good. Players can opt out. But at the end of the day, you kind of have a little bit of obligation to your, you know, your teammates and to the guys around the league. And I feel like guys are very united in this. This is an NHL players thing, that if you want there to be hockey this year, if you want everyone's pocketbook to, you know, to reflect that there's been a 2019-20 season, if you want a Stanley Cup to be handed out, there's some obligation to come back. You know, that's not saying anyone is being forced to do it, but thing, you know, if enough people were to opt out that they couldn't play the season, and, you know, there's no NHL hockey till, you know, literally 2021, and there's a lot of people who are going to get used to not having hockey, and you're going to lose a lot of fans. And I think the bottom line for a lot of players is going to look very different. So I understand it can be a little scary, and the uncertainty is the scariest part of it all. But, you know, if they are being provided with a reasonably safe situation, I think there is a little bit of an obligation for guys to come back, and I think that'll be reflected in the amount of people who do show up.
One thing that could also come from this, you know, I think about this for concussions, where a team has a spotter and they pull a player off the ice because they're worried about it. The player might say, I feel fine. There's one scenario with a pre-participation medical examination, players are deemed to be at an increased risk and would not be allowed to play, could be deemed unfit to play and participate in either phase three or phase four, in which case they can ask for a second opinion. But like, that gets really sticky if a player says, it's my life, right? It's my job. I want to play, while the league/team is telling that player, your existing condition is one that you should not, we've deemed you unfit to play.
Yeah, that is dicey. You're talking about like lung conditions, diabetes, things like that, right? You know, like Anton Strahlman, I know, is one of them. Max Domi. That is sort of it comes down to a matter of ethics at that point. You know, it's like, we let guys fight in the UFC, knowing the risks that can come with it. You know, because the fighters accept that risk. If you have a player who says they're willing to accept that risk, are we able to tell them that they can't? That's a tough situation. I think there'll be liability issues that are involved in the end. And you know, if you think about these sort of things, that's really where it ends up. I think the league's like, if we can't get sued for this, if we can't end up getting financially crippled, and he's okay with it, I think we're going to be okay with it too. But yeah, that's going to bring in some tough situations, and for those players too, just some tough decisions. You know, like, that is your life you're playing with, and obligation aside, I think at the end of the day, that's got to take precedent.
Justin Bourne with us from Sportsnet in Toronto, Fan 590. Hey, Justin, so we looks like the players will go to camp July 13th, and they'll have a little over 2 weeks to get ready, and then the games will begin. The impact of the layoff, the length of the layoff by the time the teams start playing again, what do you think it will be?
Well, I don't think it's going to be drastic all over, but I think what's going to happen is players have very different living situations throughout all of this. And, you know, from you two guys to myself and everyone beyond, we all have very different living situations. You know, we had Spezza on Hockey Central. It was like, listen, man, I got four girls. They want me out of their hair. I have a home gym. Like, you know, he's got like, he can be in the gym 6 hours a day. And frankly, that's, you know, at least he's got something to do, and his girls want him there anyway. So, you know, that's a different situation than a guy who might have a couple of kids and doesn't have a home gym, and you know, they're young kids and need care, and he's not able to get out and get to a facility. And, you know, I also think there's different beliefs. A lot of players thought they would come back. A lot of players thought it would never happen. I think their behavior probably reflected those opinions. So I think what's going to happen is that a lot of guys are going to be in great shape. Most of the guys are going to be in fine to good shape, particularly now they can see that they're going to be going back. Right. But I think there's going to be two or three guys on every team who wasn't able to train or didn't think they need to train or just was generally lazy because they knew they'd have an excuse when they come back. And I think the disparity between those super fit guys and the super unfit guys is going to be glaring, particularly for the guys who haven't taken care of themselves during the stretch.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, and this will be interesting to see how this plays out, playoffs, right? They're intense. It's a two-month battle and all this stuff. No fans. So you're still playing for a Stanley Cup, unless you're one of the teams in the round robin that are playing for seeding. You're still playing for the Stanley Cup ultimately, but there will be no fans in the arena. How does that, if at all, impact how the level of play or the intensity of those games?
Well, I don't know if you guys played much rec hockey in your day, but there's no fans at a rec hockey game. But I can tell you, I've had my blood boiling just playing shinny puck on a Tuesday night at 10 p.m. and wanted to, you know, run through the glass at guys and fight guys. And, you know, it's, the spirit of the competition gets you amped up. And then when there's stakes like a Stanley Cup on the line, you can imagine just how amped up guys will be. So yes, there's not going to be fans in the stands, and obviously that adds another layer of adrenaline and excitement and all that. But I still think the guys are going to find that next year. They're going to find ways to get fired up, and I still think the product is going to be exciting.
The games are again scheduled to begin by August 1st. Justin Bourne joining us from Sportsnet in Canada. Justin, thanks. Nice having you on the show with us this morning. Thanks for giving us some time.
For sure, guys. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.